This morning, the students from Nhulunbuy Primary School presented their book, I Saw, We Saw, to audiences at the Sydney Opera House after travelling 4,000 miles from their home in the Northern Territory to promote Indigenous Literacy Day. The Indigenous Literacy Foundation has worked with rural communities to increase literacy levels in remote communities by producing books in their native languages. The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi reports.
I saw a warlord looking at me. Can you say warlord? Warlord means sun.
That was the Nhulunbuy students presenting their book, I Saw, We Saw, at the Sydney Opera House to celebrate Indigenous Literacy Day. The book is written in their native languages to help promote literacy in rural communities nationwide. I spoke to Tina Ray, the Indigenous Programs Manager, on what this day meant for the children.
Look, what it really means is that we, not only our charity, but the wider Australia, really validates that their stories and their language is as important as any other language out there. To have them produced in a book like this sort of puts it at an equal level to other books out there that, you know, produced and available for people to purchase and read and enjoy and share.
And how excited were the students to be able to share their work at the Sydney Opera House?
Oh, they were so excited. A little bit nervous, but once they saw that people were here and they were behind them, that they were here to, you know, read it and enjoy it with them, they really were proud. They stood up there and just spoke from the heart, and they read really beautifully. It was a really great celebration of their achievement, and we couldn't be more happier for them.
Since beginning this project with the rural communities, has the Indigenous Literacy Foundation seen an increase in literacy levels?
That's a really tricky question. We're not so much about teaching reading. It's more about providing access to great quality books, to be involved in producing books that will engage kids in reading. So, you know, it's based on the belief that you can't learn to read if you don't have a great book. So a lot of the communities that we offer our free programs to don't have much access to books or even print material. There's no road signs, you know, there's no newspapers or anything. So that's a really challenging task to even, you know, be exposed to any kind of prints. So what we're about is engaging kids in actually just picking up and developing that interest in and love of reading.
I know that there are hundreds of languages or dialects within Indigenous culture. So does the ILF cater for these differences between rural communities?
Yeah, as much as we can. You know, before settlement, there were over 250 languages spoken, over 500 different dialects. At the moment, there's only about 50-odd languages that are considered strong, which means that they're spoken from, you know, two babies and right through all the generations. And we're doing our best to service as many as we can. Publishing books in language is part of our program that's really grown over the years, and the interest around that is spreading like wildfire, which is really exciting.
Is it a part of your goal as well to educate other Australians about the Indigenous languages?
Look, it's not a direct part of our goal, but obviously when we are producing books like this, when we do hold events like Indigenous Literacy Day, it is an outcome that comes from that. We have lots of people ringing us from schools or from, you know, all types of organisations and even individuals, you know, parents and grandparents saying, oh, we'd love to, you know, share with our kids and our grandkids or our students, you know, different languages, books by Indigenous people.
Can you tell me what's next for the students from Nhulunbuy Primary School?
Look, there's already talk of, you know, what's the next book going to be, or, you know, what they'd like to do. Just being in Sydney is a huge thing for them. Many of them haven't been out of their small community. Some of them have been, you know, as far as Darwin. But to be in Sydney, they've just embraced this whole big city life and catching trains and things. They're off to the aquarium shortly this afternoon. They're visiting some schools in Sydney. They're off at the zoo tomorrow. So really they're just experiencing the big wide world. And, you know, it's about opening up their worldview as to what are the potentials and the possibilities. You know, they could be an author and still remain in their communities. They could be an illustrator and remain in their communities. Or they could, you know, move to Sydney one day and who knows. They're an absolutely talented group of kids. We had some boys reading completely in their first language, Yonamata, you know, incredibly talented kids, and we can't wait to see where they go to next from here.
That was Tina Ray, Indigenous Programs Manager at the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, talking to reporter Phoebe Christoffi.